We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting 11 lines from the top. Omar Rav Bar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Hasoicher Sachamor Likrav Aleha. Geshmak Gemara coming up. Someone rents a chamor to ride. He has to get somewhere. And for example, someone rented a car. He rented a car. He wants to go to Monticello. And on the way to Monticello, he's in Mawa, and the car breaks down. Halfway up to Monticello, his car breaks down. And this guy was also selling stuff. And so what should he do now? So halacha is, noisin lo yischaroi shachatzi adarech. He pays him for half the way. Ve'ein aloy olav elo tarumos. He only has tainus on the guy who rented him this chamar, but he pays him for half the way, which is a parallel. We'll see. We'll explain as we see the Gemara. So what's the hechidam? What's the case? Either shchiach laguri, if he could find another chamar right there, tarumos ma'avirite. What's the big deal? Just get another chamar, go up. You're paying half. You have for the next half. Not more money. Just get another one and go up to Monticello. What's the problem? Either lo yishchiach lagure, if he can't find another one, agrabay lemezidla, he has to pay him. He's leaving up the creek without a paddle. What's the help? He can't. He's going to pay him for that. So tomorrow loyilam. Yeah, the lo yishchiach lagure. He is talking that he can't rent another chamar. He's stuck. If you would have rented a chamar to get the mawa, would you pay for it? Yeah. So here also you have to pay for it. Ilu boys may say, "Oh, lav agro boys, you have to give money, so you have to pay." But the pella is, what kind of tain is that? Frank toises, tap toises, tema. The hashta mia, the lav ad hocha boy lamesi. You're right. If I had to get the mawa and I got the mawa, I pay for it. But here I'm trying to get the matasalo. What does it help? I'm halfway there. Okay, what do you want me to do? Like, what am I doing there? Pella, mamma's a pella. Evan toises two terutzim. Toises first teretz is, That we sell a sheikh lagure is not pshat. You can't find another chamar. You just have to pay more for it. So lemaisa, you have to pay more for it. So lemaisa, I was nena a little bit more. So for example, let's say the rental from here to Monticello is a $200 rental, and to Mawa is $100. So I pay $100. Now I can find another rental now from Mawa to Monticello for $120. So it's of course me another $20. But lemaisa, I gained from being till here because if not, I would have to pay. 200 from here. I got here, so it's only cost me 120 now. It's really a $200 thing. So I'm only paying 120 from here. So the mindset, I do have to pay for it. I wouldn't pay for anything than me. I'm only paying $120. What's up? So maybe you're saying I should pay 80. No, you pay the full 100, and you only have tainus. So the first part is that you could make it there, just it's cost you a little bit more money. That's the first part. I'll read it inside if you want. The Yishleim, the Hadi Kamala Oilam, I'm reading Taisvis on top of Amid. A little bit more you'll find. Since the owner was oinous, you don't make him. You don't deduct from his payment what you have to pay more. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two is, Inami, his guy's bringing up a bunch of socks and pajamas. L'maisa, you can find people in Mawa to buy it also. A lot of people only come here. Therefore, you can chatzis chara. But Taisis is being madchik here. We have to say that there is something here. He has an episode gain. Taka, if he has no gain whatsoever, it sounds like Taisis, Taka wouldn't have to pay Taka. So, now, Stam.
How did he get back home?
Has to get back home. We're getting new chamar. Oh, for your second time, Tosfos has to get back home. Good question. Zot the Gemara. Hey, Chidam, what is the case that the guy who rents the rental company doesn't have to supply a new chamar? What's the case exactly? Hey, Chidam, idom lechamar stam. If you say I am renting you a chamar, then if the chamar dies, you have to supply him another chamar. Your job was to supply him with a chamar. You didn't say chamar zeh. You didn't say this chamar. So what's the case? If you said chamar stam, that was the rental agreement, then you have to give another chamar. Idom le chamar zeh. If you said this chamar, so stolt should be a problem. Why? Because now this chamar is meshubid to the renter, which means there's a lien on it. And if yesh b'demel likach, you should sell the nevela, whatever's left of it, and buy yourself another chamar. If yesh b'demel likach, my loy tzricha. The Gemara's kasha is that what's the problem here? If the rental agreement was chamar stam, so rent a new chamar. Right. If it's chamar zeh, and now it died, so the owner can't just take it back to chamar. He has to take this jalopy and sell it, and take that money and buy him another chamar. I can't buy the same price, you buy a small chamar. Use the bar chamar, we'll see. Maybe use it to rent him a car. This thing's a shuvah to him. So let's see. Let's see the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. Idam lechamar zem. Yes, be'alika riga. Just buy another chamar, like Rashi says. And yes, be'dam shel nevela likach by chamar kol shu yikach by yashlam darkoi. Does she lechamar zem? You mishavet do chamar, like the Mishnah says. So the Gemara, the case is letzricha b'shem b'demel likach. There isn't not enough money to buy another chamar. So afraid the Gemara, okay, you can't buy another chamar, but you have enough money for rent. For example, a chamar runs for $2,000. The whole trip from here costs $120 or $100. So the nevela is worth $100, probably worth $300. So take that $300, sell the nevela, get $300, and rent them a car. You must shove it. So that's Gemara's kasha. Yes, lisko, yisko. So the Gemara, Rav l'tameid, Omar Rav, le mechalina karna. Rav says that even when you say chamar zeh, you're not mechal yekarna. You're not mechuyev to destroy your principal. Here, if you rent, you're taking whatever money is left, and there'll be nothing left. The owner will not have nothing left from his rental, and that you're not mechuyev to do. The itmar, we learned. Someone rented a chamar and died halfway up. If there's enough money to buy another chamar, buy another chamar. Because there, it won't be mechal yekarna. You're going to have now something to show for your money, a chamar. The rental company will still have a chamar. A smaller one will have a chamar. But liskar al yiskar. Renting is always wasting money. This is like a yesod from mechal yekarna to gemara. Leasing a car is a waste of money. You take money, you don't get anything for it. It's mechal yekarna. Liskar al yiskar. So you can't, he's not meshubit to now rent you a new car because he owns a car. And he owns now an avela. He's not mechuyev to mechal yekarna. That's Rav's Kiddush. Shmuel argues. Shmuel Amar, af liskar yiskar. If you could rent a car, you rent a chamar, you have to rent a chamar because this chamar is meshubit. What's the machlekes? But my kamefli, Rav sovale mechalina karna. Shmuel sova mechalina karna. Rav holds there's no mechalina karna. And Shmuel holds there is mechalina karna. Akaponim, that's what we're holding right now. The Gemara said that this is Rav Lashitasa and says you don't have to rent him a car. Now we're going to have a kasha on this. This machlekes. Karna means the principal. There'd be nothing left. A guy who has a rental company has a right to hold on to his principal. He charges rent for his thing, but it's meshubit to be always rented to the guy, but not that it should be destroyed by the guy and nothing left of it. He wants to have something left. So you cannot sell it and rent. You could sell it and buy something else, but you can't rent. And like Rashi speaks out, that if they would be back at the station and it died, like the Mishnah says that if you're a seicher es chamar and it dies, chayv laham lechamar acha. Zog Rashi, the Mishnah is talking about where you didn't leave yet. So there, he's mechuyev to sell it, and whatever money he gets from it, he adds on money and buys a chamar. So there, he's not going to be mechayev karna, because that karen, that principal, we rolled into the new car with a little extra. But here, renting, there's nothing left of it. Just think about renting. It's like, that's what I'm saying, like renting a car or leasing a car, picture that. After you finish paying, you have nothing. You don't have anything. So here, that's what's the mechayev karna. So that's Rav holds not mechuyev to mechal yekarna. So that's a kashin that meisvet. We have here a case where there was a mashkin. That's the next case, and the deal was the malva was eating from the mashkin. And how you let do that? It's ribbis. We have a case of mashkanta de sura where you're right that as you eat, you're deducting from the chayiv until it's over. That's called mashkanta sura, and that's mutter. So here we have a property. This property produces pears and apples. And the loiva borrowed $1 million, and he gave the property to the malva, and the malva will get his $1 million back, or what he's doing, the way he set up the contract, well, he's not getting $1 million back. He is eating every year from this property until the chayv is used up. So really, this property is really like a shutvis, because the time when the chayv gets paid up will go back to the loiva. So it's a shutvis, the loiva and the malva. The guf is owned by the loiva, but the peiris right now owned by the malva. That's the way it is. Now, what happens if Yavash Elon, if the tree's dried up by Niksas, who got cut down, Shneim Asurim Bay, they are both usher to take that tree and use it for firewood. Why? Because it's Meshubah to each one. So what do you do? Ketzed Yasa, you lock up a karka, you sell the firewood, and you buy a small piece of karka, V'Oichel Peres, and the Malva eats the Peres. So now, the Gemara Zakasha, Marza asking that really when you buy a piece of property in Eretz Yisrael, that's also Mechal Yekarna. It's really a lease. Why? Because when you buy property, it goes back to the original owner of Bayoival. So when you go and buy a property, it's technically a lease. And it's Kasha on Rav. Since by Yevil goes back to the owner of Kokali Karna, and the principal will be used up. So l'chayro, how are you allowed to do this? So it's a kasha on Rav. Rav says that even when you have a shibud, you're not mechal yekarna, you don't use up the principal.
He sold it for that.
Huh?
He sold it for that.
What do you mean he sold it for that?
You know it's going back by Yevil, at least he sold it only for that amount of
years. No, yeah, the problem is like this, that here we had a property that was meshubah to both the Lev and the Malva. And now we're selling the property and buying something that's not forever. That's the problem. You bought a karka, it's not forever. How are you allowed to buy that? You should buy a karka that is forever. Buy something that's forever, not buying something that's not forever. That's the kasha. So you see, you could buy something that's not forever because the property goes back for Yovel. So my answer is, you bought a property for 60 years. Now, the Gemara has explained that 60 years, if you buy something 60 years, it doesn't go back for Yovel. Only things that are bought forever go back for Yovel. But something that has a cap, there's no din Yovel. And what does that help? Rashi, and so Taisa speaks out, small Taisa of Meicher, so look at Taisus of Meicher Steo, Kasakadai, the Kim does man Oruch, called Kach Makal, the Chosh of Kali Karna. So Moses says, I'll tell you the answer. They bought it for 60 years, and that's not called Kali Karna, because it's so long. Now, why 60 years doesn't go back to Yevil? Yeah, Domarav, Chistomarav, Katina, Menayan Le Meicher Steo, Susan Shana, hey, you know, if you sell something for 60 years, Shane Chazaris Yevil, it doesn't go back to the original of Yevil, Shanem, Ava, Oruch, Sosimacher, let's Misus. The Aloch is that it will have to be, go back after 60 years, but not by Yovel. Why not? Because the Yovel says, Yovel has a reason there. It says, you know why it goes back by Yovel? You shouldn't sell the land forever. And here you didn't sell the land forever. Misha ain't shom Yovel, nitzmeses, yes shom Yovel, ain't nitzmeses. Yotzazu, it's only something that without Yovel will be forever. And with Yovel, it's not forever. That's what goes back for Yovel. Yotzazu, this 60 year lease, that anyways will come back. Shabbish ancient Yovel ain't in its meses. Meses means it's forever. It's not in forever anyway. So therefore, there's no Yovel. So what's the Gemara Teretz right now? Gemara's question was that how do you buy a piece of karka? Goes back for Yovel, so it's mechal yekarna. And for the Gemara, you bought a piece of property for 60 years. If you buy something for 60 years, so then it won't go back by Yovel. And it's going back after 60 years. Tais says that the havmi now is that so long it's not called mechal yekarna. But that's the Gemara's cash now. Saif, the chimata shishashim called the arul amara. It doesn't help anything with kakali karna. It's still the karen is being used up. So the cash is, you see over here, you can buy something that's mechaya karna. And for the Gemara, alochamay eskino, in the case of this brisa, that says that you could buy something.
Huh?
What, 60 years?
Yeah.
Taisa spoke out. Read Taisa again. So it's a long time. It's not going to be Mechayek Karna. You know, for example, you have a 100-year lease on a property.
The
Gemara answer is, yeah. Gemara says, no. The Havanim is going on all the time. This is the Havanim Gemara was. Like, it's a 100-year lease that you're not going to live that long. So it's called not Mechayek Karna. No, Maisa has a cap. It's called Mechayek Karna. That's the discussion of the Gemara. We could still discuss it until the cows come home. We could discuss it because it's a good Shaila. Is that called Mechayek Karna or not? What's the shear? You're asking if it's 400 years, that's good, right? So there's got to be so the Gemara is saying, no, it is. Elohim Mayaskino, the Teretz is, that the Pshan, the Bryce is, Van She'en Yovel Noyig. Taka, you're buying his property, you're getting it forever. Kutzvaz Man, She'en Yovel Noyig, or you could have said it's not Eretz Yisrael, whatever the case is. Hachanam Mestavro, it's Taka Mestavro Azoi. These Taka Dato Van She'en Yovel Noyig, Umechalina Karno, because if you tell me that Tumas Man Yovel Noyig, and then we're saying is that what's pshat you're selling it? Because it's a riot the mechal yekarna. If you hold the mechal yekarna, why do you have to buy a property? Just use it for firewood. Because why did he give eitz of buying a property? If it's mechal yekarna is allowed, so just make firewood. Break up the wood and sell it. So we're being a riot that we're talking about because why else would you pick a karka if you hold the mechal yekarna? So Mar says, no, the Hakan Amistav is not a raya. Mar says, it's not a raya. Why? Even Shemha, loy kasha. Zimnim the Shomu Shnei Mashkanta Makam Yovel. It's possible that Mashkanta will end before Yovel. You know who will get it? The Loiva will get it for a few years. Inami the Motle is usually parakly, or he can be paid to his chayv a few years before the Yovel. And therefore, even if you held that you're allowed to Mechale Karno, it'd still be better to buy a property because there's a chance a Loiva will gain from it at least. So that's why it's not a Hakan Amistav. So the bottom line is, we answered the raya, but we had a machlokes of Rav and Shmuel Mechal Yekarna. We had a case of a chamar that you rented half the way, you pay half the way, and why not meshubit? Because you couldn't buy a new chamar. I'm talking about chamar zeh. By chamar stam, you talk about mishul. By chamar zeh, you couldn't buy a new chamar. And to be soicher, it's ravas you toss it. Oh, it's not mechal yet karanor.